Welcome to Output PDX, the show about business, technology, and creativity in the Bridge City. I'm Robin Veda, and today's guest is Josh Lifton from CrowdSupply.
Hello.
Hi. So tell us a little bit about CrowdSupply, how it got started.
So CrowdSupply, first of all, we're almost 4 years old. Okay. We've been in Portland the entire time. We were founded here. We lived here before we founded it, and we're essentially a product launch platform, right? For the hardware and manufactured goods that not only come out of Portland, but all over the world. The center of that is a crowdfunding piece, so it's very similar to Kickstarter and Indiegogo in that respect. But around it are all these services and processes that actually help get the product to market.
So tell us about how CrowdSupply got started.
CrowdSupply started on September 20th, basically. And that was the day that Kickstarter put out a blog post saying, the title of which was Kickstarter's Not a Store. And it was in reaction to a lot of people complaining that they weren't getting their products or that, you know, they paid money, why didn't they get their thing? And Kickstarter's stance then and now has been very consistent, that we're not a store. We're an arts patronage platform, right? Which I think is great, and they do a really good job of that. But people want to use them as a store. And us, my founders, and I, as engineers and product developers and designers ourselves with our own products, wanted that. So it was clear they weren't going to do it. So we started thinking, and you know, 6 months the day later, we launched CrowdSupply.com. And our, of course, opening blog post was CrowdSupply as a store. And we still are today.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I did notice a lot of technology on your site.
Yeah. So lots of circuit boards.
Okay.
And things in enclosures containing circuit boards.
Yeah.
But we also do everything from bikes to books and hot sauce.
Clothing, apparel. I saw. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. You're a true Portlander now. You're biking in the rain. You're doing all this stuff. How do you think that being in Portland affects your business, and why does it kind of thrive in this environment here?
Yeah, Portland's great. I think it was mostly accidental in some ways that we landed here. As I said, we all lived here beforehand, and we lived here for a reason because we like Portland. Right. But in a way, living here enabled us to start a company, right? Because of the community in the area and the resources that we could draw on to build the company. So just getting started, it helped tremendously. But then when you look at what we actually do, we take creative people and we help them launch their products. And there are tons and tons of those in Portland. Right?
Yeah.
It's way overrepresented.
A lot. I was actually scrolling through your site and there are so many things.
Yeah.
And the deal with them is also, so many of them are completely and fully funded. You have a really high success ratio.
Yep.
Why? How did you do that?
It's a two-sided coin, right? Okay. We're curated, so we vet the projects ahead of time.
Okay.
And we just don't let the ones that aren't going to succeed come in, right? Now, we don't want 100% success because that would be a failure on our part. That would be us failing to really try out new things, right? But once you get in, we also, and I think this is a more important piece, we also help people actually succeed, right?
Yeah.
Whether that's helping them with the marketing or helping them by selling the product afterward or helping them ship it to all their backers or doing customer support. All of these things, or just giving them introductions to manufacturers, of which we have plenty.
So on the other side of it, if I'm someone who wants to, you know, help crowdsource, fund crowdsource projects, or I'm a person who just wants to buy cool stuff, going on there, I know that there is probably a higher likelihood that what I'm funding is actually going to get made because you guys are shepherding along the process.
Yeah, and you know, this is the one point where we... it's kind of the foundation of CrowdSupply, right? We want 100% delivery. And so far we have that. And by delivery, I mean, if you give me money, if you, as me as a creator, money, then I need to give you something, right? A product.
Yes.
Thousands of years of commerce have laid this foundation. And yet somehow crowdfunding has veered from that, I think. And that's why we started CrowdSupply. So that we could help people deliver and we could avoid those delivery disasters that have come up in the news recently. So far, I'm proud to say that we have 100% delivery. Right?
Nice.
Over almost 4 years of operating, every project that's received funding from CrowdSupply has delivered to their backers.
That is amazing.
Or is on track to.
So what would be some of your favorite ones that have come out?
Well, one I use every day is the Librem 13 laptop. Mm-hmm. So that's my personal computer now. In that same realm, the computing realm, right now we have a product that launched just late last week. And it's one of our most ambitious things yet. It's a $3.7 million funding goal.
Wow.
For a computer that you and I and probably most people watching this have never used, right? It's so powerful that there would be no reason to use it. It's a kind of a high-performance computing machine, and it can compete with anything you'd find underground in Facebook's Primeville place, mm-hmm. or in the Google data centers. This is for really crunching lots and lots of data.
I've noticed that on your site, you have a lot of open source kind mm-hmm. of things. That's kind of a thing that you value.
Yep.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So if you're going to spend a good chunk of your life making a product, we want it to be something that's worth making,
mm-hmm.
right? And so our criteria are fairly simple. We want it to be original, we want it to be useful, and we want it to be respectful of its users. What does it mean for a product to respect its user? I have a long tirade about that, but essentially, you know, open source is fulfills a lot of those promises and honors a lot of those rights.
Right, and it also allows more individual creators to be mm-hmm. making these kind of innovative things.
Yeah.
That's
and frankly, it's also in our interest to have people revving on products that have already come out.
Do you think that Portland is becoming a sort of tech hub that's eventually maybe going to be on par with San Francisco, Seattle?
Portland is a lot friendlier in the startup realm. It's not, people are helping each other a lot more, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's a better balance, which I think leads to better productivity and better products.
Yeah. It's a different environment here. I think Portland in general, the business environment is a lot more collaborative. The artistic environment is a lot more
mm-hmm.
collaborative. So it would make sense that we have this sort of movement of crowdsourcing, crowdfunding. We also
yeah.
have that movement of open source and collaborating together.
Yeah.
So maybe we're growing towards something that's
yeah.
playing on a larger stage, but keeping that essence of being,
yeah.
let's collaborate, let's work
yeah.
together.
I mean, it's rare that I see here a startup or a product that just makes me wonder why the person was doing it,
mm-hmm.
right? Whereas I see that in a lot of other places pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's not going to make the world better, right?
So Portland businesses tend to make something out of a motivation to actually help
mm-hmm.
the world and make a good product.
Yep.
We're not just trying to make a buck. We're all,
right.
you know,
now,
mostly
I,
earnest people trying to...
I'm firm in my statement that you can make a really good buck doing that.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not at all antithetical to business.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's good for business. Look at the internet. The internet started on the back of open source work.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon, Apple, Facebook, whatever, all of them use open source technology.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We're trying to bring that to the hardware level next. And, you know, from software to hardware. And that's a big difference, right?
Yeah.
Bits are much cheaper than atoms. So.
Thank you so much for sharing with us what you're doing at CrowdSupply.
Yes.
It sounds amazing. I'm going to probably spend hours just clicking through and looking for things.
Don't forget that.
Thousands of dollars. But, you know, got to spend my money somewhere.
That's
so.
Right.
Well, thank you for joining us. That concludes this episode of Output PDX, and we will see you again soon.